King Dutchman get ready to take on the Scots from Alma College. A big MIAA matchup tonight, as the JVs had an interesting ball game, but came out on top as they were able to go from a 44-44 tie at the half to go on and win that one 88-82 here at Alma to get things rolling. So things should heat up with this contest. Both teams are going to have to be ready, because this MIAA race is shaping up to be one that is open to anybody who wants to work hard enough to grab it. And that's just what the teams are fighting for at this particular point.
Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince, along with Ron Weatherby. We had a couple issues getting on the air, but we are on the air right now. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered today's contest with a 9-6 record, 3-1 in MIAA play, which leaves hope in a three-way tie for second place in a conference in the MIAA conference. The Flying Dutchman defeated Olivet on Saturday 80-72. Hope was led by sophomore guard Ben Gardner, who led the team in scoring with 18 points. Also, senior Grant Neal set a career high in scoring with 17 points in the Flying Dutchman victory. Hope's opponent tonight is Alma College. The Scots are led by head coach Sam Hargraves, who's in his third year at the school. Alma comes into today's contest with a 2-12 record and 1-2 in MIAA action. The Scots fell to Trine on Saturday night, 74-56. Senior guard Brandon Krause led Alma in scoring with 15 points and a team-high 3 assists in the defeat. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we're streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Barber Ford of Holland, the locally owned Ford dealership in Holland on the corner of US 31 and East 8th Street, is selling pre-owned cars, minivans, trucks, and SUVs, offering great prices and financing plans. Barber Ford is the Lakeshore's largest certified pre-owned Ford dealer. Check them out. Call Chuck at 616-395-5818 or log on to barberford.net. Barberford.net. Right now, Barber Ford has the biggest selection of pre-owned Fords of any other Ford dealer in the area. Call 616-395-5818 or log on to barberford.net to see more incentives, photos, and additional vehicle information. That's barberford.net. Barberford.net. Head to Barber Ford Pre-Owned Vehicles today. Barber Ford, located on US 31 and East 8th Street in Holland. And at barberford.net. Barberford.net. Ford. Be a part of it at Barber Ford, Holland, Michigan.
Looking for something out of the ordinary for lunch? Why not go straight to the top at City View Bistro? Every Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m., offering a flat fee lunch featuring a soup, salad, gourmet flatbread, and New York-style pizza bar for only $9.99. Eat a little or a lot, the choice is yours. Enjoy your lunch at City View Bistro, located atop City Flats Hotel in the heart of downtown Holland.
Want to learn more about Shoreline Orthopedics? Visit shorelineortho.com. There you can view information about the highly trained medical staff and the services they provide. Request an appointment. Get directions to their office. Complete patient forms online. Pay your bill online and find links to patient education sites. Go to shorelineortho.com and click on Providers. You can learn all about their doctor's medical education and professional affiliations. Shoreline Orthopedics. Experience the difference.
Hope College Basketball heats up your winter on 92.7 The Van.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the 92.7 The Van's Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're up here at the Hogan Center and Art Smith Arena, where the Flying Dutchman have traveled up to Alma. And we're hearing that they are getting a pretty bad snowstorm back in Holland, Ron. So maybe we'll have to spend the night up here in Alma.
Well, I'm looking for a hotel at this point. As soon as I get off the cell phone, I'll let you know if there's anything available.
Well, I think I just did some checking on my phone, and apparently they have a winter storm warning now in effect. They're calling for like maybe 15 inches by the morning. That's not something I'm really interested in traveling in right now.
Well, I hooked up the snowplow just before I left home, so we can get the plow out.
Well, Ron's just about ready to be joined by Coach Tom Davilar for the pregame interview.
Well, welcome aboard, Coach, and are we ready? That's the question tonight. Right off the bat, we have to be ready.
That's a good question. Same question Coach Carlson, Coach Neal, and I ask ourselves getting off the bus and in the locker room before the game. So that question won't be answered for another 15 minutes or so, but I sure hope so. You know, I thought we were ready last Wednesday. It turned out not to be the case. So we had better be focused here. Alma's a squad that can hurt you out there on the arc again with a three ball. You know, they had a great win at Albion about the game before we played there 10 days ago. So they're very capable.
Well, they took it to us in the first half in both ball games last year, and we had to really work to come back in that second half. It seems like they're an extremely good offensive ball club, but little defense
absolutely
needs
true
to be desired.
You know, we looked at that tape, that video of the game last year where they put up 45 points at our place in the first half. And so if we don't know that they're not capable, then we're not as smart as I think we are. So got to get out and guard the arc. You got to stop dribble drive penetration. Got to make them guard us inside.
Well, we played a lot of ball clubs this year that are young ball clubs with a lot of freshmen and sophomores. This is a ball club with experience. Three out of the four starters are back. And the fourth guy out of the five out there, he played a lot as well. So you might say you have four starters back.
Yeah, they've got a nice mix of some seniors. They have a lot of freshmen and sophomores, too, on their roster. Our league is very young this year. You look at just about every roster, every team, there's a lot of sophomores, freshmen out there on the floor. But Brandon Krause has been seemingly a good player here for about 8 years. I know this is his fourth year here, but he's always been a problem. He's a good point guard for them, and present some issues for you. And then Isaiah Law, DJ Beckman, Fairchild, these guys can all shoot the ball. So, you know, you've got to pay attention to your matchups, that's for sure.
Four guys are in double figures for them, so they got guys that can score out there.
Absolutely true. They're a high-scoring team, you know, and you got to get out and defend the arc. You know they're going to make some threes. You got to limit their looks, get the rebounds, and then you got to get inside against them on offense because they really don't have the size to match up to a team like us. And if we can't control the inside, as we did against Olivet, I thought a pretty good job of, and, you know, defended for the first half, then you got some trouble. So hopefully our guys know that and are focused and ready to go.
Well, I would think probably you're looking for Brock Benson to really have a good night tonight. Snuggerud had great ball games, both the ball games we played against them last year.
Well, I mean, we always expect things out of Brock. Brock's a great compliment to VA, you know. It gives us a big on the floor all the time that other teams have to pay attention to. We do play them occasionally together, and that's we've been with mixed results, but we'll start VA. Brock will be in there. He's a force to be reckoned with. He's had a couple of good games recently, and I think, you know, offensively, he brings some firepower inside off the bench. Brock's got to become a better defender so he can keep on the floor longer. You know, VA the same thing. VA, I think, is over his back issues of last weekend, so hopefully he's healthy and ready to go.
Well, their biggest guy is 6'5", so they have a definite height advantage if they can get the ball down low.
And we're going to work, obviously, very hard to do that, and they're going to work very hard to try to prevent that from happening. I'm sure we'll see some zone at some point against us for the defense from them. They'll trap us inside when the ball gets into the post area. We've got to make good decisions. Finish around the basket. If it's not there, got to get it outside, and we got to make a few baskets. You know, I don't want this to become a three-point shooting contest because, you know, on paper we're definitely underdog in that regard. So we've got to continue to work our game.
Oh, they're shooting in the 30% and 40% from three-point territory, so that they are able to hit those threes on the outside. They bring it in, like to drive, and then kick it back out as well.
There's no secret to what they do, and they do a really good job of it. So it'll be an interesting contrast of styles. And we've got to just got to stick with our game and play hard for 40 minutes.
Well, we're not quite sure as to who they're going to start. They've had a different starting lineup practically every ball game. Only one person, and that's Krause, that has started all their ball games for them this year.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll come up with something, and we'll just have to react to what that is. And you know, it's a game that's played for 40 minutes. It's not just five guys, so you know, we think we have some depth in our bench and so forth. It's served us well at times this year. And those kids have got to come into the ball game when called upon, whether it's for 30 seconds or 3 minutes or 30 minutes, and play hard with the rest of the guys out there together and get the job done.
Well, good luck, Coach, and let's see if we take home a win tonight.
We'll talk to you afterwards. Thanks.
That was Coach Tom Davilar in the pregame interview. Let's take a two-minute break here. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Barber Ford pregame show. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they'll be taking on Alma here at Alma this evening. The JVs were able to pull out a victory over Alma 88-82 earlier, as Zach Littleson had 26 points and Mitchell O'Brien had 23 points, as the Flying Dutchman Junior Varsity squad was able to defeat the Scots Junior Varsity's club earlier on this evening. Check out the Anchored in Hope section during the 2013 and 2014 MIAA basketball season. Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan.com. Look for the Anchored in Hope section. On there, you're going to find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, audio podcast of all Hope College football games from the last season and basketball games from this season, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, photos from games and events, and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. Once again, that's Anchoring in Hope, and you can find that at 92.7thevan.com. I briefly brought up the coaches' luncheon during that. The Hope Hoops Club luncheons are every Monday at noon at the Moss Center. Join coaches Matt Neal and Brian Morehouse, along with Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch players, throughout the 2014 MIAA season. Enjoy a delicious buffet lunch for $9.75, along with video highlights of previous games, previews of upcoming opponents, and great fellowship. No advance registration is needed, and that's the Hope Hoops Club luncheon every Monday at the Moss Center at noon. Well, Ron, we're about 5 minutes away from game time here. It looks like we're going to have a kind of a small crowd this evening. It looks like people have not decided to not venture out in this weather.
Well, you have a bad night like this, and you know, you got to get the kids out first and then the fans from around town. And as usual, we have our following from Hope College, but even that is down tonight with the weather being what it is on the west side of the state. It wasn't as bad once we got past Hudsonville. Why, the snow let up a little bit. You couldn't drive 70 miles an hour, but let's face it, you're not going to do that in the wintertime anyway. But as a result, why, it was a decent drive down, and hopefully it'll be the same situation going back, that we really won't hit real bad weather until we get to Hudsonville area.
Well, it's kind of interesting here. If you look at the crowd, you got the student section, which is a abundant section that's directly across from us. And you had the parents of probably, I'm guessing, a lot of parents from the Alma squad to our directly behind us to our right. And then you have the Hope fans to the left. A very decently sized arena in comparison to some of the other smaller schools in the conference, but it is a beautiful facility here, but I don't think we're going to get a full house this evening.
No, I don't think so either, but it is a nice arena. It was redone just a couple of years ago, and they've opened up one section at the far end of the gym, and the other side has got the wall on it yet, so the bleachers are on three sides of the gym, and I would say that they seat how many?
I'm gonna probably guess about 1,500, maybe.
And there is no balcony or any bleachers up in a balcony type area or anything like that, but they do have about 15 rows of bleachers going up on each side and on the end.
And we saw this place pretty much packed last year during the game when we came here. A very rowdy crowd, but granted, we were talking about this coming to the arena last year. Every time we went out traveling, I don't think we had snow on the ground for majority of our trips. So, you know, this winter has been a little bit harsh on us for traveling purposes. Well, we've got action all around the MIAA this evening, and a lot of teams traveling all over the place. In men's action, a big game going on tonight at Calvin, as Trine and Calvin, who are both tied with Hope in second place in the MIAA conference for the men's action, will be tipping it off here at 7:30, along with the Hope-Alma game. And also at 8 o'clock, Kalamazoo having to travel all the way to Adrian, and that will be a decent matchup between Kalamazoo and Adrian. Also in women's action, Calvin is at Adrian, Trine is at Kalamazoo, and Hope is at Albion, and St. Mary's is at Olivet. So that's all going on here in the MIAA this evening. And we're about just over a minute away. I'm wondering if we're going to get a national anthem. I'm guessing we probably will. We didn't have it before the JV game. We showed up just as the second half started for the junior varsity squad. So it should be an interesting matchup here, Ron, and with everything going on back in West Michigan. We're in West Michigan, but down in the Holland area. For people that aren't familiar where Alma is, we're probably about, half an hour? Well, probably not even that, about 15 minutes south of Mount Pleasant right now, aren't we?
Yeah, you're probably, between a 15 half hour, something like that, south of Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, so it took us about a good solid 2 hours to get here, and the weather wasn't horrible, but, we had snowing and blowing, and it was a decent little trip. So
get used to it. We got a lot more of them.
We've got a couple of nice home games coming up, though, for the Flying Dutchman. As the next two games for the Flying Dutchman will be at home. Hopefully everybody can show up and cheer us on at the DeVos Fieldhouse on Saturday, as the Flying Dutchman will be taking on Kalamazoo. That game will be at 3 o'clock, with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40. Well, we're about to pause here for the national anthem, Ron, so let's pause for a quick second.
And your Alma College Scots, at this time, will you stand? Gentlemen, please remove your caps as we honor our country with the playing and singing of our national anthem.
The starting lineup is presented by Lighthouse Tile Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative that to close at Lighthouse Tile Group on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup, here's Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the Hope College Flying Dutchman, who are the visitors tonight, under the direction of Coach Matt Neal at the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3" senior out of Holland West, Ottawa. At the other forward, it'll be Cody Stivey, a 6'7" freshman from Hudsonville. The center, Nate Van Arendonk, a 6'10" senior out of Grand Haven. And at the guards, it'll be Ben Gardner, a 6' sophomore from Carmel, Indiana, along with Alex Edson, a 6'2" sophomore out of Grand Haven. For the Scots, under the direction of Sam Hargraves, a former Calvin A player, has now moved around. He's got about 18 years of coaching in. This is his third year as a head coach here at Alma of the Scots. At the forwards for the Scots, getting one of his few starts for the season, as they want some height against the Flying Dutchman, and so they're starting Ivy Johnson, a 6'6", 250-pound freshman out of Rockford at a forward. The other forward will be D.J. Beckman, a 6'3", 192-pound sophomore from Shelby. The center, Isaiah Law, a 6'5", 210-pound senior out of Grand Haven. At the guards for the Scott, it'll be Scott Nikodemski, a 6'1", 180-pound sophomore from Rockford, along with Brandon Krause, a 6'1", 180-pound senior from Sanford, who is averaging 10.8 points a ball game. Law, 13.9, Beckman, 11.1, and Nikodemski at 11 points. So four of the starters averaging in double figures for the Scots. As I mentioned in talking with Coach Dev, we've got to be ready to go from the start. This has to be a quick start for the Flying Dutchman because Alma controlled the first half in both the ball games last year, and we want to try to prevent that early on in this contest.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Flying Dutchman just came out of a team huddle and head over back towards the bench. Alma heading out to center court. Flying Dutchman in their row unis, navy with orange trim, and Alma in their white uniforms with a maroon trim and outlined in black. For the call of the action, let's go over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Now the team shaking hands out at center court, and I don't know if you noticed that, Adam, but it looks like we are short one of the striped shirt guys out there, as it looks like we have two officials, and perhaps the other one had road condition problems or something on the way, and we might see him later, but only two officials to get this one underway. Tip control by the Flying Dutchman. Thadson around the horn, they go to Neal. Back out front, Gardner. Gardner at the point, gives it to Edson. Edson wants to drive. He wants the center to open up, takes it around the edge, has his shot blocked for the foul. So Edson took it around the left edge of the paint and that put a shot up, but he's fouled on the play. And it's going to go against Krause. So Edson to the line for the Flying Dutchman to get this one started. Takes aim, puts it up, has it hit the back of the iron and bound away. He'll have a second. The lefty. Nice soft touch, swish. And Hope takes the lead, 1-0. Nikodemski with the basketball for the Scots. Hope College in a zone defense, it looks like, to start. And underneath goes an open man who breaks through, and that's going to be Beckman, misses a shot. Rebound by Stivey. Back to Gardner. Gardner gives it to Edson. Over to Stivey. Neal underneath Van Arendonk. He takes his man low and puts it off the window and in. 3-0. Hope for the lead. Driving all the way is Law, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Scots underneath their own basket. As the official hands him the basketball. Getting it in to Law. Law drives to the baseline. Looks around. Can't find anybody. Has to go way up on top to Krause. Krause goes one-on-one against Edson. Puts a shot up. No good. B.A. with a rebound. Quickly out to Gardner. Gardner pushes it up as fast as he can all the way into the paint. Little bounce pass taken away underneath by Johnson. Over to Law. Law's on the right wing to Johnson. Johnson, little bounce pass underneath. Good backdoor move by D.J. Beckman. Gets two for the Scots. 3-2. Hope up by one. Gardner around to Stivey. Over to Neal at the left wing. Neal underneath baseline. Van Arendonk. And he's called for traveling as he worked his way in. Put the bucket in. But it's not going to count. He got a traveling call. So the Scots will get the basketball on the turnover. Nikodemski with the basketball calls a play for the Scots, hoping a man-to-man defense. As the Scots, Nikodemski works down the middle, kicks it in the corner. Law for three. Yes! Isaiah Law with a big triple, and the Scots take a 5-3 lead over the Flying Dutchman. The Scots shoot 35-40% from three-point territory. They're good shooters, and Hope's got to guard that outside as well as underneath. Hope goes low to Van Arendonk. He makes his move. A little left-handed shot is no good. Johnson with the rebound to Kraus. Kraus works against Gardner. Gardner comes out. Kraus works off the screen. Puts the shot up. This one's no good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Out to Gardner. Gardner along the right side. Back to Van Arendonk. Over to Edson, left wing. Into the corner on the left side to Neal. Back out in front. Gardner. Stivey's out front. Cross court pass to Neal from the corner. He fires away. It's short. Rebound comes to Ivy Johnson. To Law. Law on the left side. Nikodemski with the drive against Stivey. Takes him low, and the foul's going to go against Cody. Quickness there. Got ahead of Cody a little bit, and he was there to put the hand up from behind, and oftentimes you're going to get a foul on that situation. Nikodemski inbounds the ball as he looks around, feeds it to Beckman. His shot good. Nice little 8-foot baseline jumper from the left side. 7-3, the Scots with the lead. Edson back out in front to Gardner. Cross to Neal. Neal looks on the inside. Nobody open. Gives it to Van Arendonk, who breaks up on top. Back to Gardner. Gardner takes it in the paint, hands it off to Neal. Outside they go to Edson. Alley-oops it underneath Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk works in middle, feeds it to Neal. Bad pass. Gets away. Here comes the Scots. 2-on-1. Shot taken, that's good by Kraus. And the Flying Dutchman take a quick timeout as they trail by a score of 9-3 with 16:33 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Ron, we talked about this on the ride here. Alma is, you know, kind of a surprising club if you think about it, because their record, they're 2-12, but their only win in the conference is against the number one team in the conference, who is Albion right now, who is sitting at 4-1 all by themselves in first place. So this Alma club with a 2-12 record is not as bad as that record suggests, and they're showing that here in the early going.
Well, they got within 8 or 9 points of Calvin when they played them a couple of weeks ago. And they've had some close ball games. They played some good teams. Whitewater was one of them. They played both Carthage and Wheaton. Hope with the basketball. Edson backs in. Can't get a shot out to Gardner. Gardner works the right side. Puts up the jump shot. Yes! Think that's a deuce. 9-5. Hope trails. Law with the basketball. Works against Edson. Out front he goes to Kraus. Back to the inside. Edson has height advantage over Gardner, and the ball is tipped out of bounds and it'll belong to the Flying Dutchman. Stivey gets it into Gardner, and Gardner with a left-handed dribble along the left side to Edson at the left wing. Back to Gardner in the corner to Edson. Edson wants to go baseline, can't get there to Gardner, out front to Neal. Alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. Gives it to Neal. His shot off the window, no good. Tipped by Stivey, but right into the hands of Kraus. Kraus waits for somebody to follow. That's Law. Out front they go to Johnson. Johnson starts a move to the left side. Takes it hard against Van Arendonk. Didn't put up a shot. Back outside to Law. Law against Stivey. Back out in front. Nikodemski for three, no good. Ball is tipped right in front of us. Kraus picks it up. Gives it to Law. He fires a triple. This one's off the mark. Rebound comes to Edson. Edson, 2-on-2 to the basket. Puts his head down, and I think we're going to have a blocking foul. And it's going to go against Law. Coming in for the Flying Dutchman, Caleb Byers, replacing Stivey in the Hope College lineup. 9-5, the Scots with the lead. Hope will have the basketball underneath their own basket. Neal's going to inbound it. Slaps the ball, gets it in. Shot by Edson, way over the basket. Picked up by the Scots. Here come the Scots. Quickly, Nikodemski on the outside at the point. Gives it left wing to Fairchild. Kicks it back out around the horn. They give it to Fairchild in the corner. His shot for three is short. Picked off Edson. Edson back to Gardner. Gardner slows it at the point to Byers. Alley-oops it underneath. Panarin dunk. He tried to slam dunk. Missed it, but he was fouled. So Panarin dunk's going to go to the line. And the foul's going to go against Fairchild. Fairchild's a freshman, 6'1", 180-pound freshman out of Rockford, who slipped into the ball game for the Scots. But Aaron Dunk's free throw is good. 9-6. Hope trails by three. But Aaron Dunk with a second. Got them both. 9-7. Scots lead cup to two. Nikodemski at the point for the Scots with a slow dribble. Screen on the right side. Back around they go to Morawski. Morawski with a hook. Blocked by Benarendonk. Picked up Edson. Edson sees an opening. Takes it coast to coast. Puts it up and in. Ooh, Edson saw the line out there and kicked in the afterburners. We're tied at nine. Nikodemski at the point. Looks left. Gives it left on the outside to Fairchild. Little bounce inside to Hale. Back into the corner. Shot taken. No good. Hits the rim, but it's tipped out to Grant Neal. Gardner. Gardner walks across the A in the center of the court. Everything's tied up at nine apiece. Gardner around the edge. Pulls up at the wing to Edson. Alley-oops at Benarendonk. Benarendonk had the ball slapped out of his hand by D.J. Beckman, but the official said got part of the arm as well. So as we talked about in the pregame show, they are getting the ball inside to Benarendonk. And he's made a basket, but he's gotten his free throws, and that's three for three from the free throw line for V.A. Hope takes the lead, 10-9. Benson gets ready to come in for Hope. Benarendonk got both of them. So Benson will come in, replaces V.A. Cody McMahon will come in for Grant Neal. Scots have it in the backcourt. Morawski. Back to Nikodemus. Back on the outside to Narowski. Can't get a shot away. Leaves it for Hale. Little alley-oop underneath pass, and Hale can't catch up with it. Out of bounds it goes. So on the turnover, Hope's going to get the basketball. Byers went out, chased the ball. There's a good opening behind the basket, so took a little bit to go get it. In pass to Gardner. Gardner around the left side with a screen by Benson, out front to Byers. Underneath to Benson, he once puts a shot up, no good, and a foul. And it's going to go against number 32, and that's Morawski. So Benson will step to the line, shooting two for the Flying Dutchman. Hope not hitting really from the floor, but they have been doing well. As I said that, I jinxed them. As Benson misses the first of the two free throws. Krause comes back in, replacing Beckman. Benson with a second. This one off the back of the iron. Rebound, Edson. Edson brings the ball down, and he's tied up immediately by Brandon Krause. Jump ball, says the official, which means possession arrow points to the Scots in this case. So the Scots bring it up. Nikodemski around to the edge, cut off by Byers. Keeps his dribble alive. Edson picks him back up. Little bounce pass down low to Hale. Hale backs in to Edson, puts a little half hook shot up, no good. Byers with the rebound out to Gardner. Scots fall back defensively quickly. underneath to Benson, back to Edson. Edson, cross-court pass to Byers. Byers sets for a three, all too far. Benson with a rebound, back into the corner to Edson. Edson, out front, got the jumper. Worked his way about to the free throw line and put up the jumper. 13-9, Hope with the lead. 12-23 left in the first half. Murawski with the basketball. Ball stolen away. Byers, 3-on-2 break. Byers runs over a man on the far side, Nikodemski. And who's going to get the foul? Looks like it might go against the Scots, and Hope's going to have it at side court. Chad Carlson comes in for Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. Carlson to McMahon. Underneath they go to Benson. Benson works in. Oh, nice move, but misses a shot underneath. And a foul underneath. And I think it's going to go against Benson. So the Scots will get the basketball. Benson's had a couple open shots underneath with the hook shot and missed them both. Scott's with the basketball. Kraus on the outside. Around the edge to Beckman. Beckman kind of looks, can't find an opening. Goes to Kraus on the left wing. Kraus gets a spot, plays it down to the baseline, and Corey McMahon had to foul him. So it'll put Brandon Kraus at the line for the Scots. Grant Neal getting ready to report in for the Flying Dutchman. First one by Kraus, good. 13-10, Hope with the lead. Edson goes out, Neal comes back in. Guys try to figure out who they have with the men switching around a little bit. And the second one is good. 13-11, Hope with the lead. Carlson with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Man-to-man defense by both these ball clubs. Carlson at the point works his way to the left wing underneath Benson. Benson's about 6 foot away from the basket. Around they go to McMahon. McMahon feeds it to Neal. Right wing. Neal gets it underneath to Benson. He moves, puts a shot up, down and in. So Benson with a good move underneath gets two. 15-11, Hope with the lead. Kraus over to Nikodemski. Beckman. Beckman baseline back to Kraus. Kraus works against Carlson underneath, kicks it back out. Three-pointer by DJ Beckman. 15-14, Hope up by one. McMahon from the outside. Doesn't take the shot. They finally alley-oop it underneath to Benson. He's double-teamed underneath. Basketball picked up by Byers. He puts it up and in and a foul. Basket's going to count. And the foul's going to go against Chase Fairchild. Coming back in for the Scots is Ivy Johnson. And VA comes back in for the Flying Dutchman. Byers will be at the line for Hope. 17-14, Hope with the lead. 10:30 left. This one off and around and drops off on the right side. Kraus picks it up. Kraus to the right wing. Works against Carlson. Puts up the jumper. Yes. So Kraus dumps it in, 17-16. Back to a one-point lead for the Flying Dutchman. Neal out front to Carlson. Carlson back to McMahon. McMahon can't get a shot. Van Arendonk goes way up on top. And a foul is going to go against Hope. And it's going to go against Byers. Stivey will come in, replacing Byers in the Hope lineup. So the Scots have it in the backcourt, trailing by one. Krause at the point now for the Scots. Works against Carlson. He wants to take Carlson down low if he can. There's Law taking Stivey. Ball is batted away by Van Arendonk. Stivey caught one in the mouth, checking all of his teeth. Left corner to McMahon, and he travels with the basketball. So the Scots will get the turnover. Beckman will inbound the ball from side court. Kyle Aho will be coming back in for the Scots. He's a 6'2", 195-pound senior out of Gwynn. Krause to the left side. Krause is at 6 foot. Jump shot, no good. Rebound to the Scots. Aho gets the rebound. Works his way against Stivey. Can't find anybody open. Has some problems. Has to go way outside to Beckman, and he'll have to set it up. Round to the left wing underneath Krause. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Loose ball on the court, and we're going to have a jump ball. We got Stivey. We got Van Arendonk and Kyle Aho. Ball fighting for the basketball, and it's going to go to Hope. So Carlson will bring it up. Back to Stivey, over to Neal at the left wing. Out front to Carlson. Carlson back to McMahon. To VA, to Carlson. Carlson fires away, hits the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Scots. Beckman pulls it down. Gives it to Krause on the outside. Krause puts on a burst of speed. Carlson cuts him off. Goes low to Aho. Into the paint. Turnaround shot. Good. 18-17. Scots take a one-point lead. Hope with the basketball. On the outside is Carlson. Neal at left wing. Out front. Back and forth. Neal and Ben... V.A. Neal takes a shot. No good. And out of bounds it goes. It'll belong to the Scots. Gardner back in. Edson back in. So the starters are in. For Hope College. And pretty much the starters for the Scots. Aho is the only one that's not a starter. That's in the ball game. Krause to the baseline. Back to Aho. Works on Stivey. Takes him underneath the basket. Can't get a shot out to Nikodemski. Underneath Johnson. Shot blocked by Stivey. And to Gardner. Again, the Scots are back. Into the corner. Edson. His shot too hard. Rebound. Van Arendonk. Back to Gardner. Over to Grant Neal. Alley-oops it. Van Arendonk misses the alley-oop shot. And the Scots get the rebound. Krause to the right wing. Spins around. Works toward the basket and foul, and that might go against Gardner. Coach Neal is trying to get VA's attention as he's just to our left because Johnson takes him way out on the point. And he does not want VA chasing him. Johnson is the big kid that they started, 6'6", 250 freshman. And his likelihood of shooting the three on the outside, not good. He'd rather have VA down low a little bit to block any of those shots on the drive. Shot taken, no good. Rebound comes to Neal. Over to Gardner, to VA, who's up on top. Edson, the left wing. Underneath Stivey. Stivey double team. Edson, Gardner fakes a three. Nobody open. Edson fires it hard to Grant. It gets off in Grant's hands, into the hands of VA, and he's by himself to put in two. 19-18, lead goes back to Hope by one. Krause to the right wing. Edson's on him. Wants some movement by his teammates to Law. Run the left side to Fairchild. Back to Law. Law's out in three-point territory. They alley-oop the ball. Back to Law. VA has to come out on him a little bit. To Krause. And again, VA is up on top. Finally, Gardner with the steal on the breakaway. Takes it up, puts it up, puts it in, and is hammered at the far end of the court. No foul. He got the basket. Krause with the basketball for the Scots the other direction. 21-18. Favor of the Flying Dutchman. Oh, puts the ball up in the air, and it's off the mark and a foul. And it's going to go against Edson. Both V.A. and Edson were there. Law's a little taller than Edson. He's 6'5". Edson's 6'2". So Law will be at the line. He's the leading scorer on this Alma ball club. Has the first one. He's shooting the second. This one's good. Now, I can't remember the Scots missing any free throws thus far, Adam.
That's because they haven't. Perfect from the line right now, 5 for 5.
21-20, Hope leads by one. They have the basketball. Gardner from the left wing all the way around the edge has his shot blocked. And you can hear the Alma crowd behind us. They are not happy. Nikodemski was the one being charged with the foul. And from the outside, it looked like he did have hand on the ball. If there was a foul, it would have had to have been with the body. Gardner puts in the free throw. Coming in for the Flying Dutchman will be Harrison Blackledge, replacing Stivey in the Hope lineup. Gardner with the second of the free ones. Puts them both in. 23-20. Hope up by three. 5:48 left. Low scoring half. Beckman with a drive. Puts it off the window and in. 23-22. Back to a 1-point lead. Into the corner to Neal. Out front to Gardner. Gardner works a weave, takes it to the right wing, back to Edson from the point. His shot off hard off the back of the rim. Law with the rebound. Back to Nikodemski. He slows it down, puts on a burst of speed. VA cuts him off. Back out in front. They go to Law. Law works his way around the left side, wants to take Gardner low, can't get him down there. Little bounce pass on the inside. V.A. blocks a shot by Nikodemski. Loose basketball on the court. Picked up and slapped back. Neal picks it up to Gardner. Gardner, V.A. took two steps and two-hand slam that he missed. And Hargraves is up halfway out on the court as he wanted steps being called. And he's got big, long strides. He started about by the free throw line with those big long steps before he tried to slam that one down, which he missed.
That block shot was Van Arendok's third block shot of the evening. He leads the MIAA in block shots per game.
Free throw by VA is good.
With just under two blocks per game. So he already has three, so he's already over that in the first half.
Second one misses. Rebound comes to the Scots. And a timeout is taken by Alma as they trail 24-22, 4:46 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchman getting a couple of good performances from the normal suspects. Nate Van Arendok, 9 points and 5 rebounds, along with those 3 block shots here in the first half. And Alex Edson has 5 points and 4 rebounds. So they're getting they're out-rebounding Alma just a little bit. They have 16 rebounds compared to Alma's 14. The big difference right now, though, is the Flying Dutchmen are shooting a lot better from the field. They're shooting 42% from the field compared to Alma's 33%. So kind of a tale of the tape, but it's going to be a close ball game, and going to have to stick with this one because I don't see Alma going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, we're getting a good percentage because we're getting shots down low with VA and Benson and Stivey all down low, and they're making their shots or at least putting them up, whereas the Scots, it's about 50-50. They drive for some. They'll kick it back on the outside, shoot a couple threes. They have, what, 2 threes so far?
Yep, 2 threes, and the Flying Dutchman, once again, quiet from three-point land. They are 0-4. But entering today's contest, Nate Van Arendock and Brock Benson were 1-2 in the MIAA in shooting percentage. So if that says something for the Flying Dutchman, it means that they need to get those two guys the ball because they take high percentage shots underneath.
Scots have the basketball. Nick Ademski crosses the A in the center of the court. Goes to the right wing, back out in front to Beckman. Law on the left side. Out front, Fairchild. Beckman, right wing. Out front, Nikodemski, as they worked around, trying to get something open down the middle. Ayo, down low against Edson, and the ball tipped away, picked up by Blackledge. Over to Gardner. Gardner slows it down, works it around to Blackledge. Edson at the right wing. Edson in the VA. He puts it up. No foul. Puts it up again. Misses. Blackledge with the rebound. Takes it down low. And we have a foul. It's going to go against number 34, Kyle Ayo. And Blackledge will go to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Ivy Johnson will come back in for the Scots. He's a 6'6", 250-pound freshman. So Harrison Blackledge at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Swish. Blackledge with a nice free throw. He's got a good move, nice soft shot, high arching shot. Tries the second of the free ones. Has that. So Blackledge with two free throws puts Hope up 26-22. Nikodemski with the basketball for the Scots. Gives it off to Law. Law sees it. Opening takes it on the baseline. But Arendock is there. Couldn't stop quick enough to block the shot. Then he puts in two. 26-24. Hope up by two. Edson almost traveled with it. And a foul. It's going to go, I think, against Blackledge. Van Arendock. Foul went against Van Arendock. Underneath, and Benson comes back in for Hope. That's Van Arendock's first with 3:30 left in the first half. Nikodemski works it around to the right side to Beckman. Beckman out front. Isaiah Law. At the point, starts left side, puts up a jumper from about the free throw line, and drains it. 26 apiece. Everything's all tied up here at Elma. Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. Man-to-man defense yet by the Scots. On the outside to Neal, over to Edson. Up high, top of the free throw line to Brock Benson. Give and go, Benson, and Edson for three from the corner. Back and forth between Brock and Alex, and Edson put in the three. 29-26, Hope with the lead. Law comes right side to Fairchild. They bounce it into Johnson, little give and go, and he's got the bucket, Fairchild. They fed inside to Johnson and had an easy setup. Neal back into the corner to Edson for another three. This one's way over the basket. Picked up by Law. Law hustles into the front court. Gardner cuts him off. Goes right side to Nikodemski, and we're going to have an offensive foul.
Nice.
Nice move by Harrison that time as Blackledge made the move in front of him and took the charge.
We've seen a lot this year where Blackledge has done the same thing and had the foul called against him, but that time he had his feet set perfectly, and that was a gorgeous charge that he drew.
Back in is A.O. for the Scots. Benson inbounded to Gardner. 29-28. Hope up by one. 1:58 left in the first half. Edson at the right wing. Comes out on top. Underneath they go to Benson. Benson puts it on the floor. Then back up off the window and in. 31-28. Hope on top. Krause works the outside. Takes it to the left wing. Wants to go inside. Gardner slaps the ball out of his hand. And Gardner is going to get the foul. As he got part of the arm with the hand. And Krause at the line. Got this one. Ball just kind of rips through that net when he puts it up there.
Yeah, almost still perfect from the free throw line. Perfect 5 for 5.
This one's good. So 31-30, Hope up by one. 1:31 left in this first half. Gardner with the basketball to Blackledge. Right side, Neal. Out front to Gardner, around to Edson. Edson to Benson at the top of the free throw line. Underneath they go to Harrison. Blackledge puts it up and in. 33-30. Hope up by three. Law with the basketball. Ayo at the left wing. 1 minute left in the half. Around the horn they go. Back to Law on the right side. Brings it out on top to Krause. 18-17 on the shot clock. Krause wants a screen so he can get past Gardner. Takes Gardner around the right side. Gets cut off by Ben. Leaves it on the outside. Ayo. Bounce pass stolen by the Flying Dutchman. Here comes Edson. Edson slows it down. 31 on the shot clock. 33 on the game clock. Edson in the corner. Back to Gardner, and they want to take that time off the clock and take the last shot before halftime as Gardner watches the clock tick down to 16, 15, 14. About 4 seconds different between the game clock and the shot clock. Gardner with 8. As the ball, takes it down low, loses a handle of it with 4 seconds left. 4 seconds. Coming in is Morowski for the Scots. Hope's going to set it up underneath their own basket with 4 seconds left. Blackless looks around, gives it to Edson in the corner. He takes the baseline, has a shot blocked, and no foul. As Edson goes down, and at the half, not the half yet. 3.4 seconds left.
That was a shot clock that went off.
So Hope puts in a little pressure. And a timeout's going to be called by the Scots. 33-30. Hope with the lead. They have 3.4 seconds on the game clock now before the end of the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Flying Dutchman have a 33-30 lead with just over 3 seconds left here in the first half. Sam Hargraves looks like he's trying to set up some kind of play to maybe tie this ball game up here at the half. Got to give the Scots a lot of credit. They are taking it to Hope College. Every time it looks like Hope College puts together a nice little run, the Scots come right back and either reduce the lead or tie the game up. So it's going to be a close ball game, and don't go anywhere, anybody. Yeah, this one's going to be probably one of those games right down to the wire.
Now the Scots send 3 guys deep. They have 2 in the front court. As Johnson waits, gets it into Krause. Krause with Gardner. Lets one fly from the center court. It's short. And the buzzer goes off this time for the halftime as Hope College goes in, leading by 3, 33-30 over the Scots.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're here in Alma where the Flying Dutchmen have a 33-30 lead over the Scots at halftime. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Alma College. They're shooting 39% from the field, 11 of 28. They are 2 for 8 from three-point land for 25%. They are perfect from the free throw line, 6 of 6. And they have 15 rebounds, 3 offensive, 12 defensive. They turned over the ball 7 times. For the Hope College Flying Dutchmen, they are 11 for 24 from the field for 45.8%. They are 1 for 6 from three-point land for 16%. They went to the free throw line just a few more times than Alma. They are 10 of 15 from the free throw line for 66%. They hold a slight advantage on the boards with 17 rebounds compared to Alma's 15. 4 offensive boards, 13 defensive rebounds. The Flying Dutchmen, uncharacteristically, have not taken care of the ball very well in the first half. They have 8 turnovers in the first half. Taking a look at individual statistics for the Alma Scots, they're being led by their leading scorer, Isaiah Law, who has 9 points and 3 rebounds. Brandon Krause has 8 points and 3 rebounds. And TJ Beckman has 9 points and 2 rebounds. Chase Fairchild came off the bench and had 2 points. And Kyle Aho had 2 points and 2 rebounds coming off the bench. For the Hope College Flying Dutchmen, they're leading led in scoring by Nate Van Arendock, who has 9 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots in the first half. Right behind him is Alex Edson, who has 8 points and 4 rebounds. Ben Gardner's chipped in with 6 points. Caleb Byers came off the bench and had added 2 points and 1 rebound. Harrison Blackledge also came off the bench and added another 4 points. And Brock Benson also came off the bench and had 4 points and 1 rebound for the Flying Dutchman. So a low scoring contest with it being 33-30 at the half. Ron, anything that sticks out to you in the first half of action for the Flying Dutchman?
No, with both ball clubs out there playing mediocre defense on both ends of the court, but guys are not getting good shots. They want to drive underneath, and when they do drive, it seems that Scots are leaving their men and dropping back down in the middle. So when Arendock does get the ball, he is triple-teamed underneath that basket, and Benson the same way when Benson's in the ball game. Now, Hope College has had some shots on the perimeter. Again, not been able to put in the three very often, if at all, in that first half. And, Edson got one from the corner out there, and I think that's about it. But they have not been able to put in the three, so the Scots are packing it in a little bit, making it tough for the Flying Dutchman to drive, and just letting them take their shots from the outside. So we'll have to wait and see if we change some things to try to get something open with in the mid-range type thing.
It was kind of interesting. The last game, the only person to hit a three-pointer for the Flying Dutchman was Grant Neal. And he's usually not considered one of the sharpshooters from the Flying Dutchman. So it's been a little bit tough for the Flying Dutchman to find somebody to get hot and start shooting the three-pointers for them. They've been kind of cold from three-point land ever since we left Calvin a couple weeks ago.
Well, usually the Flying Dutchman rely on some people like Cody McMahon and with Otto. Those seem to be their three-point shooters. Carlson will hit the three if he's open, if he has that opportunity to, you know, get the good look. If he's got a hand in his face, not so much. But if he has the good look, then he's a good three-point shooter.
Stivey also is a decent three-point shooter. If you leave him alone, he'll hit a three-pointer. There's a lot of people on this Flying Dutchman team that can hit three-pointers. It's just that they're not falling right now. And teams throughout the season will go through those stretches, and the way to get through those stretches is you find your big men underneath and you throw them the ball. And the Flying Dutchmen have done a wonderful job finding their post players in this game. Van Arendock, Blackledge, and Benson all scoring all throughout this first half. So hopefully the Flying Dutchmen can keep that up. And if Alma decides to start collapsing underneath and taking away those baskets, maybe the guys from the perimeter are going to have to start making some shots.
Well, that's easy to say, but not so hard, you know, easy to do.
Exactly. Let's send it back to the studio for another 1-minute break. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 927thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show here on 927 The Van and streaming online at 927thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman have a 33-30 lead over Alma at the half. Well, we have the scores from around the MIAA. We'll start first with women's action. For all of you that didn't make the trip out here, maybe you made the trip out to Albion to see the Flying Dutch take on Albion. At halftime in Albion, Hope College 33, Albion 21. The Flying Dutch being led by Angelique Gaddy, who had 8 points going into the half. We already have our first final of the evening from the women's section of the MIAA, as Calvin was able to defeat Adrian 83-64. In second half action, they just got started in the second half. Trine has a 35-30 lead over Kalamazoo, and probably the shocker of the evening so far at halftime, St. Mary's had a 39-30 lead over Olivet. Kind of a shocking turn in that game, if you think about it, Ron, because Olivet is in second place, right behind Hope College. Their only loss for the Flying or for Olivet so far this year has been to Hope College. So Olivet down at halftime against St. Mary's.
So, well, hopefully that continues that way.
St. Mary's has put together a decent little stretch here over the last couple weeks, and they have the Women's Player of the Week for MIAA action, Ariana Paul, who won it for the women, and for the men it was Tyler Cruz of Calvin. So St. Mary's doing a pretty good job as they hold the halftime lead over Olivet. In men's action at the half, a very important ball game going on between Calvin and Trine. The winner of that ball game will be in first place in the MIAA. Calvin had a 37-29 lead at halftime. And just getting on their way, Kalamazoo versus Adrian, that game was 7-4 with Adrian on top of Kalamazoo with 16 minutes left in that game. That is a late starting ball game. And we had a ball game that took place on Tuesday as Albion defeated Olivet 73-63. So right now, as the action all occurs tonight, Albion came into Wednesday night's action with a half-game lead over Hope, Calvin, and Trine. So it's going to be a kind of an interesting evening as Albion came into the night with the top spot, and the winner of the Calvin Trine game will join them in the top spot, and Hope College, if they are able to hold on and defeat Alma, will also have a chance at the top spot. But you mentioned this earlier about the Albion versus Olivet game. What took place and why that took was moved from a Wednesday game to a Tuesday game?
Well, Chris Coles, the coach at Olivet, was being honored by his alma mater, and he tried to go to that, and the only way he could go was to get Jody May from Albion to give him the okay to move the ball game, and Jody said okay, and the two of them got together and decided that, you know, we'll move it up a night, and that's what they did. So, you know, he pat Jody on the back for being able to accommodate him and let him get his honors that he has worked hard for.
Well, you got to think that a lot of these coaches in the MIAA, you know, work with each other, and they get along, a lot of camaraderie, and I'm willing to guess that a lot of those coaches would do that for one another.
Oh, I think so too, and there's a lot of conversation between the coaches out there. You may think that, you know, they're enemies or something like this, but oftentimes the coaches will be on the phone during the week just to chat, you know, just about coaching in general, and you know, I had this incident happen, what would you do, and some stuff like this that they talk back and forth and get advice from their fellow coaches and so on, and it really works out well.
Well, the funny thing is, these guys are competitors. They recruit against one another for players, but in the long run, you know, they don't hold any grudges, and they most part, they all get along very well, and that's a beautiful thing about this, the MIAA. You don't see that in all of other divisions of sports, in Division I or Division II. You sometimes see coaches that snipe at each other, but here I have never seen anything along those lines, and most of the coaches get along really well. And a lot of times before the games, you'll see Coach Neal go over there and hug the opposing coach, and that's just the way that this conference is, and it's kind of a pleasant thing to see in today's sports.
Well, I see also that the third stripe shirt has arrived out here. We had two officials for the first half. I assume the roads were bad, and the third official had problems getting here because he just arrived at halftime now, and it looks like we're going to have three officials for the second half.
Are you sure they just didn't pick somebody out of the crowd and give them a black and white t-shirt for this?
I told them no, but they kept looking.
Well, we're only seconds away from second half action as the Flying Dutchmen have a 33-30 lead over Alma here at the Hogan Center in Alma, Michigan, the Art Smith Arena. You know, it's funny, everything posted is the Art Smith Arena, and then you have the Hogan Center on here, so a very interesting thing. Well, we're about to get the second half started, and for the call of the action, let's go over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Now the Scots will have the basketball. They trail by 3 points as we start the second half. Nubodemski goes high to Johnson. Johnson brings Van Arendonk up on top, trying to clear out the inside. Shot taken by Beckman for three. Good. We're tied at 33 apiece. Gardner brings it up. Stivey on the right side over to Neal at the right wing. Back to Gardner. On top to Edson. Edson over to Gardner. Alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. He's double-teamed. Out front, Edson. Edson for three. No, hits the back of the iron. Rebound by Krause. Krause for the Scots. Scots can take the lead as they work around the edge. Law for three from the outside. No good. Rebound underneath, taken down by Nikodemski. Back out to Krause, and they'll have a new shot clock. Krause at the point, gets a screen, goes all the way, puts it up, puts it in. Got the screen from the big man up top, 6'6", 250, and Gardner got screened out. So the Scots take the lead, 35-33. Underneath, baseline, Stivey, and whistle blows, and might be Gardner that's going to get the foul. Yes, it is.
That was Gardner's second foul.
So the Scots will end up with the basketball in the backcourt. Nikodemski walks it up for the Scouts. Back on the outside they go to Johnson. Johnson works his way left side. Has the ball taken away by Van Arendonk, and on the wrist is the official, but it's going to go against... Going to go against Alma.
That's his first.
As Johnson will get the foul. Hope will get the basketball. Gardner up on top. Krause is on him. Over to Edson. Edson drives baseline. Shot up. Just rolls around. Drops off the ends. Nikodemski goes around Edson. Takes him underneath the basket. And... whistle blows, and I think that's going to be a foul against Edson. So the Scots will go to the line. Hope trailing now, 35-33. And the Scots will be at the line. Nikodemski drops this one in. Scott stayed perfect at the free throw line this evening. Maybe I can jinx him a little bit. Second one is off the back of the iron. It worked. So Gardner with the basketball on the right side. Out front to Stivey, left wing. Neal back to Gardner. Gardner bounce pass, little give and go to Neal. His layup shot misses. Rebound underneath, taken down by the Scots. Beckman ahead. Nikodemski over to Law, out front to Krause, puts up a big three, no good. Van Arendonk with the rebound to Gardner. Gardner, three on three, takes it hard to the hole, tips it outside to Edson. His shot for three is good. And a timeout is called as we are all tied up at 36 apiece, 17:38 left in the ballgame.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Alex Edson now, after that three-pointer, has 11 points and 5 rebounds. And a key three-pointer for Edson, who had, at that point before, that had been, that was his second three-pointer of the game. He's 2-for-6 from three-point land now, and that's the Flying Dutchman's second three-pointer of the ball game.
That'll be the Scots with the basketball as we're tied up at 36 apiece. Hope drops back into their man-to-man defense, and looks like they're going to pick up the Scots at about the center line. Nikodemski works against Edson, takes him down low, outside Johnson. His shot in and out, rebound Edson. Edson on the right side to Gardner. Gardner hustles up the court, leaves it for Neal. Out front Stivey. Stivey around to the left wing, spins around against Law, back to Gardner. Gardner drives, little jumper, no good. Rebound tapped on the outside. Edson picks it up, looks underneath, can't get it to Van Arendonk. Finally does, and Van Arendonk is fouled underneath. I think it's going to be Beckman. Nope. It was going to go against Krause. They had him double-teamed, and Krause is the one they picked out. That'll be his second foul. Free throw is good.
That was Van Arendonk's seventh free throw of the game. He is 6-for-7 from the line.
Fairchild comes back in. Aho comes in for the Scots. Van Arendonk at the line. Hope for the lead, 37-36. Second one, got it. 38-36, Hope up by two, 17:06 left. Brandon Krause, Krause the big A in the center of the court. Bounce pass to Johnson, look for a little give and go, can't get there. Ball almost taken away from Johnson as he gets to the right wing. Hands it off to Law. Law takes it baseline and tipped out of bounds. And again, we're going to have a foul, and this one goes against Van Arendonk.
A second foul against Van Arendonk.
So the Scots will inbound it. Nikodemski looks around. Can't find anybody.
That's 5 seconds.
Just going to say it's an awful long 5 seconds out there, and about that time he blew the whistle. So Hope will get the basketball. Good defense that time by the Flying Dutchman that got them the ball. Stivey on the right side. Goes to the wing. Alley-oops it underneath. They go to Grant Neal. His shot misses. Tipped up and in by Van Arendonk. Quickly, the Scots all the way. Law puts the shot up. No good, and a foul on Stivey. It will not be a shooting foul, I don't believe. Scots will have it underneath their own basket. Get it out to Ale. Krause on top of the key. Goes to the right wing. Works against Grant Neal in the corner to Law. Law to the point, and behind everybody, it's Gardner along with Aho, and Aho with a little shove is the one that got caught.
That's Aho's third foul.
So Hope gets the basketball on the turnovers. Comes Gardner. Gardner goes right to Edson. Edson takes a look. Back to Gardner. Inside to Van Arendonk. Pass is blocked. Neal picks it up to Gardner. Over to Edson. Edson drives. Puts the shot up off the window. No good. Van Arendonk back up and in. Van Arendonk crashing the boards. Put it back up and in. And a timeout is called by Coach Hargraves. As he's got to figure out something in order to stop Van Arendonk in the middle, because Van Arendonk being aggressive out there on the offensive side of the ball game for the Flying Dutchman.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Absolutely dominating performance by Nathan Arendarch so far this evening, Ron. 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 block shots for VA. He is being pretty much unstoppable in this in the early going of this game.
Well, he you know, is much bigger than anybody out there. Like I say, 6'5", 6'6", and 6'10". Makes a lot of difference, that extra 4 or 5 inches.
And he's using it to his advantage this evening.
So the Scots will inbound the ball. Hope with a little pressure. Krause, no problem, as Hope's defense drops back. Hope staying with a man-to-man. Krause picks it up. Van Arendonk steals the basketball. Van Arendonk slams it home! Quickly, the Scots counter in the opposite direction. Krause goes out, kicks it on the outside to Beckman. He puts in a three! 42-39, Hope with the lead. Then the basketball. As the team trade baskets, Gardner at the point, gives it to Edson at the right wing. Edson looks underneath. Up high goes Van Arendonk. Ball almost knocked out of his hands by Beckman. Back to Edson. Over to Stivey. Stivey thought about the three. Gave it to Edson. Baseline drive. Reverse layup. It's good by Edson. 44-39. Hope on top. And that may be as big a lead as they've had tonight. Krause on the right side. Little bounce down to the baseline. Aho kicks it back into the corner to Beckman. His shot for three, no good. Rebound, Beckman. Back out Krause, and they'll reset the offense. Into the corner. Little bounce underneath Aho. He puts a shot up, and Grant Neal reaches over the top and fouls him. So the Scots will go to the line. And the person of Kyle Aho, the 6'2", 195-pound senior from Gwen. And this misses. Hope with some substitute. Kayla Byers into the ball game. Corey McMahon and Benson all come in for Hope. Second one for Aho. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Gardner with the rebound. Cross to Byers, right side McMahon, back to Gardner, and he'll reset it. Works his way on the outside, thinks about a three, alley-oops it underneath to Benson, gets it baseline, jumper, in and out. Byers is there to tip it in.
Hey, come on! Come on!
Hope is getting some offensive rebounds now, and they're turning him into points. Krause wants to go middle, can't find an opening. Works his way back and forth. Now gets it. Takes it up and puts it off the window and in. 48-41. Hope on top. Byers at the point. Underneath. McMahon to Gardner on the give and go. And Gardner gets the bucket. 50-41. 9-point lead for the Flying Dutchman. Krause to the right side. Beckman takes some baseline, and somebody went over. Looks like a foul on Byers. Nikodemski back in, along Jake Morosky. He's a 6'4", 210-pound senior from Harbor Beach. Scots will inbound it underneath their own basket. Open man underneath. Foul. Morosky took it underneath. Benson with the foul. That's two on Benson.
Shooting two, Jake Morosky.
13-14 left. Free throw is good by Morosky. Have the second one. This one hits the back of the rim, bounce back out. Rebound, Gardner. 50-42, Hope with the lead. 13 minutes left. Ball batted around, picked up by the Scots. Fast break, here comes Beckman. Puts it up, shot is blocked by Hudson.
Oh,
They're going to call goaltending, I think, yes.
How can that be? The ball was nowhere near going to the cylinder.
The ball was on the glass, if you saw last Saturday's ball game. It almost stuck between the rim and the glass. And it was called the goaltending. Edson drives down the paint, puts up a shot off the window and in, and it's going to count. And he's fouled. So Edson will take it to the line.
Well, I guess Edson gets a little bit of payback after having his blocked considered a goaltend, so he gets a chance for a three-point play here.
As the coach and the referee stand next to each other, and we hear from the Hope College crowd behind us that it was good. 53-44, Hope with the lead. Nikodemski to the right side. Nice three-pointer by Morovsky. 53-47, Hope. Gardner at the point. Takes it around the right side. Back out in front to Byers. Looks low to Benson. Goes on the right side. They give it to Byers down low. His turnaround shot good.
Byers.
And we have a delay of game warning. It was issued against Alex Edson. I didn't really catch what he did.
Well, all they have to do is that, like, if the ball goes through the basket out there, if they touch the ball, and he touched it, kind of flipped it over to the official, well, that's delay of game. But actually, it helps the flow of the ball game. But they got a rule that says you can't do that. Whistle blows at the opposite end of the court.
I think they're going to get Harrison Blackledge.
34, yeah.
34, Harrison Blackledge.
Blackledge gets the foul, and Fairchild will go to the line. Bounces it half a dozen times, then puts up the shot off the back of the iron. Blackledge with the rebound. Out to Gardner. Back to Blackledge. Blackledge with the weave. Gives it to McMahon, to Gardner. Out front, Edson. Edson looks low. They find Gardner on the baseline. Back out in front, Blackledge underneath Benson. Can't hold it. Tipped out of his hand, but the official said touch last by White. So Hope's going to have it underneath their own basket. Edson will set it up. Alley-oops it to Blackledge. Blackledge drives right side, gets a nice layup. Blackledge saw a little opening on the right side. Benson set the screen, and Blackledge took advantage of it. 57-48, Hope of the lead. Quick pass underneath. They go to Fairchild. He kicks it out to Beckman. Beckman has the ball stripped away by McMahon. Loose basketball on the court, and basketball squirts loose, and three guys wrestle each other.
That's like the second or third time we've seen that happen. A lot of loose balls tonight.
But they lose the basketball.
I wonder what the conference is about. It, it,